Dylan Roberts represents two counties that have a lot to brag about. Routt County is home to Howelson Hill, the oldest ski area in America. And a recent study by the American Medical Association found Eagle County residents have the third highest life expectancy in the nation. But his district also holds an unflattering distinction. It's home to some of the highest health insurance costs in the state.
Insurance companies keep raising their premiums every single year, sometimes by 30 to 40% a year, meaning that people, families, are having to decide between paying for their mortgage or paying for childcare and insurance.
For example, where Roberts lives in Eagle County, a family of five has just two health plans to choose from on the state's insurance marketplace, Kaiser and Anthem. It's even less in other areas. Here's what interim Colorado Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway told us in November.
There are 14 counties on the western slope that only have one insurer, Anthem. Going into next year, there will still be in those 14 counties, we're only going to have Anthem.
And residents in rural and mountain locations like Paul Gerhardt typically pay about $500 more each month than similar plans offered along the Front Range. Gerhardt and his wife retired in the town of Edwards. They used to pay less than $500 a month for insurance 8 years ago. Today, it's more than $1,900.
It's certainly unpleasant to us to pay that amount of money every month for health care, but we are fortunate enough that, you know, it hasn't drastically impacted us the way this issue has for some people.
The Gerhardts even thought about moving to Las Vegas to save an estimated $10,000 a year on costs, but they're staying put. Dylan Roberts says other families in his district aren't as fortunate.
Now that the individual mandate is gone, we're seeing hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals and families decide to go without health insurance coverage because of those costs.
So why do residents in some of the healthiest counties in America also pay some of the highest health insurance costs in the country? Steve Erkenbrock is CEO of Rocky Mountain Health Plans, one of the insurance companies serving Western Colorado.
You have many communities with only one hospital or one specialist. And as everyone knows, and well, from Economics 101, that erodes the concept of competition if you only have one person that is out there.
And Erkenbrock says it's a problem that only state lawmakers can fix.
If there were an easy answer, we all would have implemented it a long time ago.
Which brings us back to Representative Dylan Roberts and his role as chair of the Rural Affairs Committee. He says the combination of a democratically controlled House and Senate, along with a Democrat as governor, will clear the way for a fix during the 2019 session.
My first bill that I'm going to introduce when the session convenes in January is going to be a bill that will bring competition into the insurance market by creating a state-backed insurance option.
And what exactly does that mean for an individual or family looking for insurance?
So a state-backed option will give people the ability to purchase their insurance through the state rather than a private insurance company, and it will bring competition to the market. It will be cheaper and hopefully create a competitive scenario where prices start to stop increasing or even go down.
But Roberts isn't the first lawmaker to try and fix this problem. His predecessor in the House, Diane Mitchbush, asked the state to end the system that allows insurance companies to set different premium rates for different regions of the state. The state didn't back the idea over fears such a move could lead to higher costs for Front Range residents.
It's going to take a lot of late nights here at the Capitol, but that's something that I'm looking forward to getting done.
The high cost of health insurance isn't the only issue Roberts and the Rural Affairs Committee plan to address. He says the group will also focus on expanding high-speed internet to more rural areas and try to find ways to fund the Colorado Water Plan. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.